Welcome to today's Yoga Nidra for emotional and physical release. They go hand in hand, yes? So just begin to settle into a very comfortable position now, laying on your back, your arms softening out beside you with your palms facing up. Allow your collarbones to soften as shoulders relax down. Release your jaw and soften your face. Separate the legs, a little bend in the knees, maybe a bolster or a pillow underneath of them. Toes flop open, a scooped pelvis. Chin tucked below forehead, an elongated spine. Feel warm and supported, starting to relax here. Let's dive right in. Let's set the tone by taking one nice deep breath in through your nose, fill belly, ribs, chest, you got it. Now hold the breath for 3, 2, 1. Exhale through the mouth, releasing with a soft sigh. Now breathe normally. And on your next inhale through the nose, visualize how the breath navigates the inner architecture of the nasal passageways. Perfectly designed and structured in this almost rigid and bumpy formation that allows the breath to be warmed up, humidified, before moving down into the lungs. So every inhale through the nose, through nasal passageways, the breath is bouncing, swirling, warming up, and then moving down into the lungs, where the oxygen moves through the tiniest vessels to meet with the bloodstream. It's there. It's exchanged for carbon dioxide, which is released on the exhale. And you can breathe here with intention, with education. And visualize like this, a few more rounds. Feel that breath flowing in, touching those rigid, bumpy formations, even the little hairs in your nose, being heated, humidified, filtered. And then into the lungs where it bounces and swirls and warms up, moving through the blood vessels. The bloodstream, an exchange for carbon dioxide, which is released on the exhale. And gently let that go. Just allow for the natural process of the breath to happen in its organic and intuitive form. Now, on your next inhale, breathing into your lungs softly, bring attention to the left side of your chest cavity. Here, notice a subtle pumping of the heart muscle. Feel this subtle beat, energy, and warmth begin to expand and evolve. And it is in this warm, radiant heart space that we begin this practice of Yoga Nidra. Right here in this life-giving organ, a at the very center of your physical being lies not only your life force, but also your deepest and truest desires. Begin to notice what it is that your deepest inner being desires. What is it that you wish for in the depth of your heart space? With this desire, this intention, you can create your Sankalpa. The term Sankalpa means truth and vow. It is an honest intention or resolve that you wish for in this moment. And generally, it's not something material, but something that will truly comfort, heal, and liberate your inner being. A Sankalpa is usually in the form of an I or I am statement that brings you something you truly desire for yourself. It is stated in the present and positive tense because deep down your body and soul already know this intention to be valid and to be true. Because you, dear sweet being, you are already worthy and whole. So bring your I am statement to your heart, to your mind, and speak it mentally into truth 3 times now. Now, gently draw your awareness to your mouth, the lips, the teeth, the gums, the whole tongue from root to tip, the insides of your cheeks. Feel your mouth. And draw your awareness to your jawline, the insides of both ears, the outer architecture of the ears, the temples, the center of the forehead, the eyebrows, the space between eyebrows. Draw your awareness to your eyes, feeling first the eyeballs themselves, and then the eye sockets carrying them. Draw your awareness to the top of your head. Feel the back of your head, the back of your neck, feeling a radiant sensation begin to build in the right shoulder. Feel as it flows down the back of the upper right arm, past outer elbow, the back of the forearm, back of right wrist, the back of your hand. Feeling the right thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, and right pinky finger. Feeling all 5 fingers together. Feel the back of the hand. And now feeling the palm of your hand. A radiant pulsing sensation in the palm of the right hand. Feeling inside the right wrist, up the front of forearm, the inside of the elbow, the right upper arm, and the front of the shoulder. Begin to feel sensation again as it moves to the back of the neck, softening and releasing here, and gently building that radiant sensation once again, this time over towards the left side, feeling at the back of the left shoulder, then down the back of left upper arm, past the outer elbow, the back of the forearm, back of left wrist, the back of your hand, feeling the left thumb, pointer finger, middle finger, ring finger, and pinky finger. Feeling all five left fingers together. Feeling the back of the hand, and then feeling the palm of your left hand. A radiant pulsing sensation in the palm of the left hand. Now it begins to move up past the inside of left wrist, up the front of the forearm, past the inside of elbow, the left upper arm, and the front of the left shoulder, softening. Begin to feel sensation again as it moves into the back of the neck. A softening, a releasing. Awareness slides frontward and through to the center of your throat. Noticing the center of your throat. And feel it begin to radiate out in all directions, as if radiant beams of light are stemming from the center of the throat. Become aware of the collarbones, the front of the chest, down past the center of the chest, into the rib cage and the lower floating ribs. Become aware of the belly, feeling the front, the back, and the two inner side walls of the abdomen. And gently notice the expansion and release of the breath at the abdomen. On the next expansion, feel the radiance, your awareness, begin to move to the hips, feeling the pelvis cradling the inner organs, and begin to draw your awareness now over to the front of the right hip, and like a river flowing, that sensation begins to pour down the front of the right leg, the thigh, past the right knee, the line of the shin, the ankle, and the top of right foot. Feeling the right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and fifth toe. Feeling all five toes together, the top of the foot, feel the sole of the foot, noticing that the sole of right foot is radiating energy away from the body. Notice right heel resting on the earth, the back of the ankle, the meat of the calf muscle, the back of the knee, the back of the thigh, the back of the right hip. Feeling both hips resting on the earth, and back to the pelvis once again. Feel as sensation begins to pour over the front of the left hip. Then it begins to pour down the front of left thigh, past left knee, the line of the shin, the ankle, and the top of the left foot. Feeling the left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, and left fifth toe. Feeling all five toes together, the top of the foot to the sole of the left foot. Noticing that the sole of the left foot is radiating energy away from the body. Notice left heel solid on the earth, the back of the ankle, the meat of the calf muscle, the back of the knee, back of the thigh, the back of the left hip. Again, feeling both hips grounded to the earth, and the pelvis once again. Feel the lower back, middle back, and the upper back. Sense the shoulder blades, the back of the neck, and the back of the head. Become aware of the whole backside of your body resting on the earth. And become aware of the whole front side of your body radiating energy away from you. Become aware of the right side of the body, all of the limbs and organs and cells of the right side of the body. And then become aware of the left side of the body, all of the limbs, organs, cells, fingertips, toe tips of left side of the body. And become aware of the whole body now as one radiant being of sensation, one radiant being of sensation. Feel your whole body. Feel your whole body. And now draw your attention back to your breath, in and out through the nose. And on your next inhale, draw the breath up the right side of the body, toes to crown, and pause. Then shift your awareness to the left side and exhale down the left side of the body, crown to toes. Stay on the left side, inhale up through left, all the way to the crown, pause. Shift to the right, as you exhale down right side of the body, crown to toes. Once again, inhale up the right, toes to crown. Pause. Exhale down the left, crown to toes. Inhale, left toes, left side up to crown. Exhale down the right. Continue like this, breathing in and up, breathing down and out, right to left, side to side, effortless flow of effortless breath. and release the breathing pattern. Feel the body settling even more into the most relaxed and released state. Notice your body once again and feel your body become very heavy. Heavy into the surface beneath you, weighted down into the earth, feeling that your body is so very heavy, as if weighted under heavy sandbags. Then begin to feel that your body is very light, feeling as light as a feather floating lightly through the air, up off of the ground, the whole body light and weightless. Again, feel that your body is very heavy now. So very heavy, weighted, rooted into the ground. And then begin to feel the body becoming very light, lightly floating like a cloud. Again, feel heavy, then light, heavy, light. Once again, feel heavy and rooted down. Now light and weightless. Now merge the two. Begin to feel that both sensations, although opposing in nature, can be felt at the same time in the body. Letting go of any resistance in your mind and allow this to happen. Simply feeling the two opposing sensations in your body, heavy and light, heavy and light. And release those sensations now, and gradually become aware that your body is feeling very warm, feeling a deep, heated warmth infuse the whole body, as though you're lying on hot, silky sand with the summer sun beating down on you, feeling the whole body so very warm. And now begin to find a sensation of coolness in the body. Feeling that the body is very cool, as though resting on a cold floor or an ice rink. Maybe standing in a cool body of water. Feel an icy coolness through the entire body. And then bring the sensation back to warmth in the body. A deep warmth come over the entire body. And then back to feeling cool, cold. And then warm, cold, warm, cold. Warm, cold, until eventually reaching this point where you can feel both sensations together. Let go of the mind's resistance. Feel these physical sensations at the same time. Simply feeling them, cold and warm. cold and warm together. Now let go of both of these sensations and begin to find a feeling of abundance throughout the body. What does abundance feel like, look like? Feeling abundant, full, wealthy, and rich. Now finding a space, an experience of lack. Feel lack come over you, feeling empty and depleted throughout the physical body and the mind, lacking. Again, bring in a sensation, a deep knowing of abundance throughout, feeling full, ample, and rich. And then again, noticing a sensation of lack, emptiness, and depletion in the physical, emotional, and spiritual body. Bring yourself back to the opposite feeling, abundant and full. And then once again, back to emptiness and lack. Feel abundant, lacking. Abundant, lacking. Feel abundant. Feel lack, until eventually feeling both of these concepts and sensations together throughout your being, feeling abundance and lack at the same time throughout, feeling them both together now. And then with love and gratitude, let go of all of these opposite sensations and release your body even deeper into rest and relaxation, clearing the body and mind from all of these sensations that have come through and moved through your entire being. Bring your awareness to the space behind closed eyes and start to see, sense, imagine a polar bear with her two cubs in the Arctic at night. Three shooting stars. A double rainbow. Your living room couch, your signature on a check, a stamp on a green envelope, the sound of scotch tape, a drawer closing, footsteps in the snow, coconut milk, blue eyes, the paws of a wolf, crow cawing on a wooden fence, the tail of an orange cat, the taste of licorice, three pillows, radiant sun, soft grass, soft grass. Now imagine yourself resting on a piece of soft grass and earth. Feel the sensation of the gentle blades of grass and the marshmallow-like texture of the earth below your body, supporting your body. You are resting now in a beautiful, lush field. The sky is perfectly blue overhead. The sun, radiant, powerful, kind, and warm. Maybe a few small clouds pass by. And you hear, you feel the subtle breath of a warm breeze passing by. The air smells sweet and fresh from nearby wildflowers. The colors of nature around you are vibrant, yet comforting. Your skin is soothed by the warm sun and air. And off in the distance, you can notice a sweet song. A melody is playing. You don't recognize the song, but you know it to sound uplifting, joyful, and peaceful. Imagine yourself getting up off of the marshmallow earth and the soft grass and walking across the wholesome earth towards the sound of song. Stepping lightly, moving gracefully, you navigate through the field, almost dancing towards this soothing sound, this song. The song gets louder as you near closer to a gazebo from which the music is playing. The gazebo is perfectly crafted out of light, golden-colored wood. And the gazebo creates a protective space for you to move and dance freely, innocently, intuitively. To move, to dance without judgment or resistance. Or expectation. You move here in any way that feels good for your body, releasing tension, releasing expectations, releasing emotions that have built up in the tissues of your physical body. The body can store many emotions, beliefs, relationships over many years. But as you move here, you feel everything start to break up, release, and leave your body, allowing the body to feel renewed and refreshed. Move. Shake up, release, move, shake up, stir up, and release. Let it be sensual, feel the body moving, grooving, sliding. Move, shake, release. Eventually, your body begins to naturally tire from the release of this movement. And so you walk over to the corner of the gazebo where the music is playing. Carefully, you turn off the sound. As the music stops, You listen carefully to all of the sounds of Mother Nature around you. A soft breeze, a bird singing gracefully, a babbling brook, even a hummingbird fluttering by. This hummingbird pauses to gather your attention and then encourages you to follow it along a nearby path. You follow its quiet but powerful flooding, buzzing presence along the path until you both find a soft bed of golden flowers. The hummingbird nestles into the flowers, and instinctively, you know this is a safe space to do the same. Very naturally, you move your body into a restful position here, and you close your eyes, curling up for the most beautiful, restorative, and deep rest, settling the body in deeper now as you sink just a little more into the support of your golden flower bed, the soft flowers creating the softest golden nest or cocoon. And it is here that you know you are safe. You are protected. All is well in this space. You can let go of any remaining physical, emotional, or spiritual strains. Release and rest fully into a deep, deep slumber. And as you are resting here, just bring your attention back now to the Sankalpa that you set at the start of the practice. Encompassing the Sankalpa within your cocoon, hummingbird by your side, knowing it to be real and true. Repeat it 3 more times and rest here. You can gradually bring your attention back to the breath. Only if you like, you can deepen the breath. Feel it expand, nourish throughout the whole body, gently waking the body up from this deep restoration. Noticing that you feel a little bit lighter, taking a moment of gratitude to thank yourself for honoring this sacred rest today. And just allow yourself a few moments here, dear one, to embrace this feeling of rejuvenation before moving on with the rest of your moment. Be with yourself, pause and feel, and know that my hands rest at my heart center, and I bow to you. Our practice of Yoga Nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.